Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
What's your name? My name's Donk.
Donk, huh?
What'd you say? Let me take this compression sleeve off my ears. You know, it helps you work out, right? It helps the blood stay in your ears. Anyway, you want to go out sometime? Hold on, I'll be right back. I'm going to go lift my body weight, like 2 times my body weight. And then I'll be back around to this corner of the gym to talk to you. All right, cool. Remember, my name's Donk. Nice seeing you. I'm assuming that's what happened for the guy on the phone today who wants to do a second date update. He said that he met the girl that he wants to call at the gym. His name is not Donk. His name is Robert.
Oh.
What's up, Robert?
Sure.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Hoping you can help me.
Yeah.
So your email in said that you met a breezy while you were at the gym, right?
I did.
How'd that go down, bro?
Well, I was at the gym, and, you know, I noticed this girl, and I thought, you know, she was over there lifting.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, well, I'll go over, and I'll try to flex my muscles next to her.
You're joking. I mean, you're kidding at that point when you're telling us this, right?
I wish, but the male ego is a scary thing, I think, sometimes. And I realized this in hindsight, but that's what I did.
Did you really actually go flex, or you, like, were working out next to her just trying?
I was working out next to her.
Okay. I pictured you standing next to her just flexing your muscles in the mirror.
Extra loud, like.
No, I didn't do that. Thankfully.
Okay. All right.
Thankfully, I did not do that.
So what was your opening line? I'm always interested in that.
Yeah, so I saw her over the drinking fountain, and I just went up to her, and I just said, you have some really nice glutes.
You did not say that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. You can tell that she works really hard. She works really hard on those glutes.
So, I mean, was she kind of like a meathead like you are? No offense.
Whoa.
I mean, I don't know. What do you want? Gym rat? I don't know what the term is.
No, meathead's a compliment. No doubt about it. That's what I am. That's what I do. Absolutely. And yes, she's same deal. You know, I mean, she was rocking some very expensive athletic wear,
okay.
Head to toe. So I was definitely feeling her.
Okay. And what did she say after you complimented her glutes?
She said thanks. She said thanks. I work hard.
Oh, my God. You live in a world that I will never enter in my life. And not for lack of wanting to. It's just I don't have the effort that you guys have. So did you ask her out right there?
I waited till after the workout. I tried not to be complete creepo and waited till she was leaving the gym. And I went up to her in the parking lot, which sounds creepier, but it really was.
You followed her out to her car.
I did do the follow to the car.
Yeah, okay. Women love when big, muscle-bound men follow them into dark parking lots.
And what did you say there? Like, how are you going to drive a car with those big glutes? Like, can you even fit in the seat?
That's pretty good. I wish I had said that. No, I just said, hey, what are you doing tomorrow night? I'm going to go get dinner. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward.
Wow. Okay. And she obviously said yes to that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing a second date update right now. How did dinner go?
It was good. You know, I rocked my good luck button-down shirt,
nice.
Which always makes me feel good.
Nice.
You know, sometimes the shirt makes the man, I feel.
Okay.
And dinner went great. You know, she's great glutes, but she was wearing this little outfit where her calves were really accentuated. I was super feeling her.
Nice. What about her personality did you like?
Personality-wise, she was cool. Yeah, we had some good conversation.
What did you guys talk about?
I told her that I've run a couple different businesses, and I kind of went on a bit of a rant, and I'm afraid that maybe it was too much. It was just like one time, but it was kind of went on a little bit of a rant about my businesses.
When you mean rant, I automatically think like angry rant about your businesses. What do you mean by rant?
Well, I did talk about a guy that had screwed me over in business once. That's why I think it feels like a rant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you an angry guy?
Not particularly, but I am when I'm crossed. You know what I mean? Like, okay. I think I'm a pretty happy guy day to day, but if somebody screws me over, then yeah, I get pretty fired up.
Right, you mess with the bull, get the horns.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
What was her reaction to you going off about this dude?
It would seem fine at the time. I didn't think anything of it because it was just, like I said, it was like one time. It was just like a brief little moment in the date. But that's why I'm thinking that maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
Was she awkward after that?
Not particularly, but she didn't say a lot. She was just kind of looking down, kind of she crossed her legs a couple of times, which I like the calves. But anyways, she was very fidgety.
Okay.
Yeah.
Women don't tend to like it when guys rage at the dinner table.
Well, it wasn't a rage. It was a rant. You know, a rant's just like a degree less than a rage.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so you weren't going totally crazy.
So that makes it better.
How'd you guys end everything?
Well, I asked her if she wanted to go get a drink somewhere else because I thought it was going pretty well. She said no, she needed to go home. So I walked her to her car and gave her a hug. Hug goodbye. I thought it'd, you know, be polite. And that was it.
Have you talked to her since?
I texted her once and I said, I'm headed to the gym. Are you going to be there today? And then she just said, I worked out yesterday.
Whoa. That's it? That's all she said?
That's all she said. And then I'm like, I was at the gym yesterday, and I was there for a good period of time when you would have been there, and I didn't see her.
Okay, so you think she's lying to you about that?
Yeah, I do.
And you haven't seen her at all in person at the gym?
I have not, no. Mm.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah, man, hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.